Chodesh Iyar, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll learn some in Yonim they have to do with the month of Iyar. Some of them we addressed in last year's Shir, starting Be'Chodesh Iyar, but we will add a few things this year from a different angle as well, Be'ez Hashem. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Ibn Ezra and Hilchus Gittin, writes that the month of Iyar needs to be written with an Aleph Yud, Yud Resh. You have to have two Yuds. The Beis Shmuel writes over there right away, says if you want to remember, how are you going to remember? Remember that Aleph Yud, Yud Resh is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. That's Aleph Yud, Yud Resh. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Says Akiva Eiger on the spot that he found a sefer that says the ear is connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel because Heim, Heim, HaMerkava. That's what's called the chariot, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. So first of all, you have to understand what's the connection, Chodesh Iyar, and the fact, and Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. Why is it connected to that? Why Dafka Chodesh Iyar? What's unique about it? What's the connection? What's the shaykhus? But even more than that, is usually we know anybody, you know, even if just heard a few tidbits about what's called, you know, what we consider for our learning and our talking, the Merkava, the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is usually Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech. These are the four corners of the Merkava, the four tzedim. And suddenly here you introduce something new, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Why is it Rachel not David HaMelech? Just because, so someone told me, because if it would be David, it would be Iyad. Chodesh Iyad. Iyad doesn't sound so well. I want to do Chodesh Iyar, so it's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. So obviously that's not the pshat, that's not what's the depth over here. So here in this place, Chodesh Iyar, we specifically don't focus on David as the fourth regal of the Merkava, the first leg of the Merkava, but we look at Rachel in this place. Why? What's the idea? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Gemara brings a pasuk and says, they brings a pasuk that says, Chodesh Ziv, the Gemara is discussing when was the world created. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole sugya, but the Gemara brings, the pasuk says, Minayin Shebin Nisan Noldu Avos. How do you know that Chodesh Nisan, the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were born? So the Gemara brings a pasuk that it says, Bechodesh Ziv. Speaks about Chodesh Iyar, and we called Iyar Ziv. Why is it called Ziv? So the Gemara dashes because it says Yireach Shenol Duboy Zivotene Zvotene Oilam. The Ziv of the Oilam. Ziv means the shining light of the world. Why is Chodesh Iyar called Ziv? Because the Avos that shine the world were born there. One second. The Gemara just said a second ago, they were born in Nisan, not in Iyar. So what do you mean in Iyar? So Rashi says something which seems very strange. Says Rashi, Shenobu Zyutne Oilam, Keshenishadesh Iyar, Noldu Kfarin Bin Nisan. No, they were born in Nisan. So in Iyar, they already were born. Call it that's not the right word, but they were already have been born. In Nisan was the actual birth. But once they hit Iyar, they were already born. Why speak about the month that they were actually born? You're talking about a month called Chodesh Iyar, and what's unique about Chodesh Iyar? That's the month that came after the month that the others were born. So what does this come to teach us? What does it mean? Why you're focusing on the month that comes after they were born? Why not the month that they were born? Right? As she says, this is a child of the Ritzadik HaKoyin, and a few of the Ma'amarim, when he speaks of Chodesh Iyar, he brings this question. What does it mean? What does Rashi mean over here? So, to understand that, really want to address and understand, what is really the essence and the meaning of the month of Iyar? Every month has something unique and special about it. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of the Geula. That's what Am Yisrael are redeemed from Mitzrayim. Chodesh Sivan is the Chodesh of Torah. That's it, when Torah is given. And then so on and so forth. Every month has the uniqueness of that month, for good or for bad. You know, Tammuz is the month where the tzaras are starting, because you have the 3 weeks. Chodesh Av is the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, but also the time where the opposite comes, when Mashiach is born. And if each month has the unique where it's going to, Tishrei obviously is the Rosh Hashanah, which Yom Kippur and Sukkot. What's unique? What are we focused on in Chodesh Iyar? Now, usually Chodesh Iyar does have in the Torah, and every month has the Chag, has the Moed that defines it. What's the Moed that we have in Iyar Mina Torah? I'm not speaking about what came later, like Ba'emer. And I'm talking about what's the Mina Torah. What do we have in Chodesh Iyar? We have Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni defines Chodesh Iyar. What is Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is some kind of a tashlumim, some kind of a way to recoup when someone missed Pesach. So what is Iyar? How do you define Iyar? Iyar is a replacement for Pesach. It's coming to add to Pesach. What is Chodesh Iyar? So to understand that, we'll start with the following. We know, Chazal tell us, that Yisrael v'raiso v'kutsha b'richu chadem. Meaning, you have Am Yisrael, you have Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have the Torah. As it brought down in other places, is that really there's a marriage that happens between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu represents the Chosen, and Am Yisrael represents the Kala. It's a marriage. Yehu Chatunosai, as the Gemara calls it, Mishnah calls it. And the connection between the two is the Torah. The Torah brings them together. So these are the three elements that connect and are united together: Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Am Yisrael. Now, in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed when He chooses to reveal Himself. So we know Pesach is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself. In Bria Sa'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself because He created the world. He started by creating the world from nothing. There's a revelation. Here is Hashem that takes and creates something. Yesh me'ayin. In Mitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes Am Yisrael Mitzrayim. Here's the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is revealed when the Torah is coming from Shemayim. Right? That's the Gilui. That's the revelation. You have a Torah from Shemayim. In what way does Am Yisrael reveal, is being revealed? Where and when is the time, is the place of Am Yisrael? So, obviously, Am Yisrael is carrying the Torah wherever they go. But where does Am Yisrael reveal itself on its own, so to speak, before they get the Torah? I mean, once they get the Torah defines Am Yisrael. They are the receiver of Torah. But where is that third element, Am Yisrael, called standing independently? Do you have such a thing or not? So really, Rashi, the first Rashi in Chumash, addresses it. In one way, Rashi says that the Torah really was supposed to begin where? B'chodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim. The first mitzvah that Am Yisrael received was the mitzvah chodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodashim. And that mitzvah starts where? In Parshas Bo'i. So what is the first part of the Torah? There are derech eretz kodma l'Torah. Right? You came to show your derech eretz kodma l'Torah. Rashi says to give Am Yisrael eretz Yisrael. But the depth of what Rashi means is basically what comes out before the Torah. Is the whole mahalak, the whole derech, the whole way that the Avos HaKadoshim received and led to reach to get to the Torah. Kedu, the Maharal later says, where is Am Yisrael's schus of the Torah? Why is Am Yisrael received Torah? Because of the schus of the Avos. That's why they're not, the famous Maharal that's brought down in the Shmaitza, the Sefer of the Ketzos, in the Hagdama, he brings over there this Maharal, a famous one. That's why Am Yisrael, when they get the Torah, they're not 100% gerim. They're not 100% converts. Why not? Because they are connected. They're not going to get the Torah without the schus of the Avos. The Avos are leading the way. They're building up the path for Am Yisrael to receive the Torah. They are, so to speak, standing on their own without the Torah. They're the Am Yisrael minus Torah. Before Am Yisrael reaches the level of getting the Torah, there is the pathway that's built up, which is the Avos HaKadoshim leading, paving the way for Am Yisrael to be called Am Yisrael, to be roi, to be appropriate to receive the Torah. So you have the Akash Baruch who creates the world. That's Gilui Hashem. You have the Torah coming in Vav, B'Sivan, and Shavuos. And in the meantime, the path that we have in between is the build-up of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, building up Am Yisrael as Am Yisrael. Building up the ones that are taking the world from the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and creating a, called the Lashon of the first should bring, the Partsuf HaMekabel, the face of the receiver. Who's the one who's receiving Torah? Am Yisrael. Who's Am Yisrael? When Am Yisrael receives Torah, who are they? They are the children of the others. When are the others building Torah? In between. And B'Yisraelim, you have the Torah. What's the build-up to get to a tzura, a shape of someone who's appropriate to receive Torah? That's something that happens in between the B'Yisraelim and the Torah. And that's what the others did, that's the in-between, that's Am Yisrael. The same way this works, that's the same thing that happens every year, or specifically in the first year, that Am Yisrael come in Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael come in Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is, as we mentioned, last week spoke about it as well, Chodesh Nisan is the month of Geula. Even though Am Yisrael come in Mitzrayim only in the middle of the month, but really it starts by Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rosh Chodesh. We already say in the Agadosh HaPesach, Yochol Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Last week we spoke about that until the last day of Nisan, we get tomorrow. Really, the whole Nisan is it's called the baby steps of Am Yisrael. Before they even start maturing, they have nothing. They're only in being receivers of an aspect of a baby, not really having anything of their own. Eventually, we get into Chodesh Sivan. That's the month of Torah. So Chodesh Nisan Chag Geula is the Chodesh of Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving everything, leaving the whole world, doing everything. Chodesh Sivan is already the marriage that Am Yisrael having with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, receiving Torah. You have a giver of Torah, you have a receiver of Torah. In between is the process. The same way you have a process at the beginning of the world that the others are building up for us to be able to receive Torah. So Am Yisrael, when they're going to Mitzrayim, they're building up and for the process to be able to receive Torah. That's what Chodesh Sivan. Last week we spoke about the idea the whole sphere of Sayyim is a build-up, a gradual build-up of a Tzuras Adam to get to Torah. That's what we're building up, that we're trying to get to. If you realize, most of the sphere, the vast majority of sphere of Sayyim is in Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar, because the sphere of Sayyim starts in Nisan, you have 15 days in Nisan, you have 5 days in Chodesh Sivan, and then the rest, the 29 days in Chodesh Iyar. So Chodesh Iyar is the Ikar Sphere. And what's the Sphere? The Sphere is the build-up, the gradual maturity of Am Yisrael going from a place, as we mentioned last week, from being a behemoth, from being an animal, doesn't really have any das, to get to Torah that we're going to get to in the end, that it goes mainly through Chodesh Iyar. Iyar is that connecting place. That's the month in between that takes you, that builds you up, that prepares you to be the Adam that you need to be in order to receive Torah. So you have Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Geula. You have Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh Torah. And the Chodesh Iyar is the build of a Torah, is in between. And to add to that, and to emphasize this point more, we'll use what's brought down. There's a Sefer called Sefer Yetzirah. Miyuchas, the one who wrote Sefer Yetzirah, is considered to be a Sefer Kabbalah. The one who wrote the Sefer Yetzirah is Avraham Avinu. And there's many Gersoris, there's many different versions of the Sefer, but the one that obviously we use is the one that was miskabeled mainly in the Bismedish of the Arizal and later the Vilna Gaon, the way they had the different ways of putting the words together. And there it's a Yetzirah is brought down, according to the Gers of the Ari, that in general we have the world has in one aspect 12 different concepts, which is, for example, we have 12 months, 12 months of the year. There's also 12 different midos or actions that a person does. Sevitia goes through it. You have thinking, you have sleeping, you have walking, different items that you have. And then there is 12 letters that are associated with the 12 months, because the 22 letters of the alphabet are divided in different ways. You have three letters which are considered to be the emois, the mothers of all the letters. That's Aleph, Mem, and Shin. And then you have another seven letters which are considered to be the kfulois, the double ones, the ones that you can be with a dot in the middle and without a dot. That's called the kfulois. It's a different subject where it belongs to. And then you have the 12 regular letters. 12 regular letters. So each month has a letter, and each month has a midah. And as well, each month has a shevet. The shevet of Am Yisrael. We have 12 tribes to Am Yisrael. Each month belongs to one. And the many Sfarim discuss in length to come and explain each month the way it belongs. One of the ones that spoke about a lot is Tzadik HaKohen, the Seir Pri Tzadik. Every month he deals a lot with what is the letter of the month, what is the midah of the month, the action that belongs to the month, and what is the shevet of the month. And so on and so forth. The Vilna Gaon has it in his Pirush at Sefer Yetzirah, speaks about it a little bit. There is the Bnei Yisachar also speaks about a lot in every month, and others as well. So, according to the Gears of the Ari, the three things that belong to Chodesh Iyar are as follows. The letter that belongs to Chodesh Iyar, the letter, is the letter Vav. The letter Vav. The Shevet that belongs to Chodesh Iyar, because it goes in the order of the Dgolim, of the flags that went in Midbar. The letter of the second month is the Shevet. The tribe is Shevet Yisachar. And the Midah that belongs to Chodesh Iyar is the Midah called Hirhur. Hirhur means a thought. And in Kadme'ayant, when we're going to go and just look at these three things that belong to this month, we see they all have a common theme. And all belong to the idea that we're talking about. The Chodesh Iyar is the in-between month that builds you up. So we'll start with the letter. Tzadik HaKohen, when he explains it, he brings it in the name of the Rishonim. So the letter that represents the month of Iyar is the letter Vav. Vav, what does Vav mean? Vav in general, Lashon HaKodesh, is being used to be Vav HaChibur. It connects. When you want to put two words together, you have this, and then you have Veh. And this, the and, the Vav, is the Mechaber. He brings the name of the Rishonim, or the Goyim, if I'm not mistaken, that Vav really, what was a Vav? A Vav was a hook that we had in the Mishkan. Vav Amudim is the hook. And what the hook does, it connects something to the wall. You have a hook, you have a coat, you want the coat to be on the wall. What connects the coat to the wall? The Vav. The Vav Amudim. That's what Vav is all about. Is a line that connects from one side to another side. That's what Vav is all about. Chodesh Iyar is the connector. It takes you, you're going out of Mitzrayim and you need to get to the Torah. What's going to be the connecting thing? The connecting, that called the pipeline, that brings you from here to there, that's Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar is represented with a letter Vav. The Shevet that represents Chodesh Iyar, as we said, is Shevet Yisachar. And what does the Shevet Yisachar do? Says the Torah tells us when they Yisachar you they be no leitim. Ladas ma'yase Yisrael. Yisachar are the ones that establish what Am Yisrael does is the luach, is the calendar. They know the soid ha'ibur. As brought down in Chazal. They are the ones that know the essence of how Am Yisrael are building up the months. As we speak, we always spoke about here. The whole idea of the fact of Chodesh, of Rosh Chodesh in general, is the part where Am Yisrael have their input into Judaism in the most strongest way. Because they put the months are the ones that kivea the Yom Tov. By the way, that's why, Tzadik always says it, that's why whenever you have a contradiction between the davenings of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, let's say you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so then your main davening is a Rosh Chodesh davening. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is what we bring to the world. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kayim, is what Kesh Boruch brings to the world. Right Tzadon says that's the Lashon of Tzadik brings. Right Tzadon Bekav Shaloi. Person once was he brings, Yoyter Mitisha Kavin Shchaver. Rosh Chodesh is what we bring to the world. Who's the one who are the Shevet? They're Miyuchat for what we are bringing. The call the 2 cents that we add into the world. Because Bogel gives everything from above. But what we add, what we are adding, the additional point, the additional layer, is Shevet Yisachar. That's why the month of Iyar is associated specifically with Shevet Yisachar. They're the ones, they're the Ma'arei Toyua. They're the ones, they're the owners, so to speak, of Torah. They're the ones of Mechadesh Chidushim. They're the ones that add. You have the Torah itself, which Bogel gives us, and yeah, but we add to it. The whole Torah Shabbat Peh is associated with Chodesh Yisachar, Kehadua. And that is, Yisachar belongs to this as well. The Midah that belongs to Chodesh Iyar is the Midah of Hirur. Hirur means a thought. Now just to explain a little bit what a thought means, there is a Machshava and there's a Hirur. It's two different things. Machshava is a thought in a very high form. It means an unspecific, uncharacteristic, no undefined thought. That's Machshava. Hirur is when you start to define the thought, so I think about it a little bit more. Just to give it, you know, the way we associate within an halacha. There's a big machlokes, Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon. Does a hirur require Birkas HaTorah or not? Whenever you learn Torah in the morning, before you start learning, you must say Birkas HaTorah. What happens if a person is not saying learning, he's just thinking and learning? He's thinking and learning. Does he have to do Birkas HaTorah or not? So the Shulchan Aruch passes, you don't have to do Birkas HaTorah in hirur. To Vilna Gaon holds, you do have to do Birkas HaTorah in hirur. There's even a story about the Gaon that he dreamt a dream, and he learned, I forgot how many hundreds of explanations on the Pasuk, Fayal Uzeh Banegev. He had a dream to come to, the Malach explained to him, how do you explain this Pasuk in several different ways? And when he woke up in the morning, he didn't want to forget. So in order not to forget, he chazed it quickly in his mind. But the Vilna Gaon Lashitasa held, you cannot learn Torah even in thought without saying Birkas HaTorah. He did not say Birkas HaTorah, so he forgot all of that. That's the story. Chaim Velazhar, the Talmud of the Gaon, brings that story. And then the Vilna Gaon, through Tefillah, he got it back. But that's what's brought down. Vilna Gaon, so you can't, yeah, you, according to the Vilna Gaon, you must have a Birkas HaTorah on Hero. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to. So I heard it from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro, he says clearly that comes out based on Yonim and Kabbalah. Only on Hero, the Vilna Gaon holds you have to say a Birkas HaTorah. Not on the Machshava. What's the difference between Machshava and Hero? Machshava means it's an undefined thought. A person sometimes goes and he's trying to, you know, figure out what to do, and suddenly he has a, you know, he has a, an idea, some kind of a lightning is struck in his mind. Ah, I have a thought. But he doesn't know exactly what he meant, that thought. Then he starts thinking about it a little bit more. Well, what should I do? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? The first one is the Machshava. Here is when you're thinking about it. It's already in your mind. You're processing it.
Yeah,
you have Hirur Tshuva, very good, the thoughts of Tshuva. And Kenegdom, Ze Keneged Ze, you have Hirur Aveira. That the Gemara says, Ein Adam Nitzel Mem B'chol Yoyim, because it cannot be saved from the Hirur.
Hirur is more state of mind.
It's a more state of mind, a thought process already. You know, the right, if you want to use the English, it's a thought process. The process already starts. That's Hirur. So what does it mean for us? A Machshava is equivalent to what's called Chachma. That lightning is not really something a person could bring to himself. It just strikes him. He's thinking, what should I do? Something hits him. That hit is not him. As Rashi says in Chumash, Chachma is Vashem Mekalam Mirabba, is what you get from others. Others means not only people telling you what to do, sometimes it comes from Ruach HaKodesh, sometimes it comes from the intuition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person in his mind. He suddenly feels, this makes sense. What is it? Let me think about it. That first part is not really you. When do you start? When does the process start that a human being actually starting to get involved in the process? Hero. Right? As in Kabbalah, we have, there's five stages. You have Ratzon. The first stage is will. You have to want to do something. Then comes the Machshava, that stroke of lightning, that you have something in your mind. Then comes Hero, thinking about it. Dibur, talking about it. And Maise, and actually bring it down to actuality. So here is when you start you to do it. Till then, it's coming like from a higher stage. You are starting in here. A Adam is being involved in his hero. Chodesh Iyar represents what the Adam, the two cents, so to speak, the Adam, that step that the Adam does to start. I'm doing something. I'm not only passive. When a person starts to become active, it's the Vav HaChibur, the Vav. It's the Shevet Yisachar who adds the Torah. It is the hero that's the stage that you're doing. That's what Chodesh Iyar is all about. And with that we can understand, Givaldik, the Moyed, or even the Moyadim of Chodesh Iyar. Because the Moyed, the main Moyed of Chodesh Iyar is what? We're not going to have a Shir next week, so this is also a preparation for that. Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is what? Pesach Sheni is the first time in the Torah that Am Yisrael came and said, I want to add something. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you didn't miss Pesach Rishon, you missed it. It's over. Came people and say, no. But why should we miss out? It's not fair. I want something. They came and demanded to have a part in Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay. He goes to Kishbol told him, they're right. Yeshua Pesach Sheni. It's one of the five parshiyos. Five things that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what to do when he was supposed to, was given and added to it. Another subject, the first one was Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is what we added. There's the Torah that's given to Shabbat, but then there's the Torah that we come and we initiate. That's what added Pesach Sheni. And obviously anybody who understands a little bit, understand, that's where Lag BaOmer belongs to this month, because Lag BaOmer is the highest level, we'll get to the Pesach Sheni 2 weeks from now, the Lag BaOmer is the highest level of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the level of what a human being at the Torah, that belongs to this month as well. This month is what we add. It's our 2 cents. It's what we added. You can get Torah and Chodesh Sivan, but where is our... We need to do something. We need to raise ourselves up in order to receive the Torah. What's what we do? That's what we have in Chodesh Iyar. That's what Chodesh Iyar is all about. So you may learn. With that, let's go back to our questions. That's the reason that Rashi says the Chodesh Iyar is the month that the Avos, right? The Avos, they are the ones, the first one that led the path to build the Torah. They were born that month. What does it mean they were born? So they're not actually born that month. They were born the month before. But that's the month that they're already born. They're already born last month. So what's the point? But according to this, the idea is to be born is not a chachma. I mean, you're not doing, you're very passive when you're born. We're trying to tell you that the Avos, not born this month, that was last, they were born already. It's, so to speak, to emphasize the point, they're starting the process. Chodesh Iyar is focusing not on what happened to you, but on what you are adding to it. So we're saying the other situation, by definition, what did they do? They added. Because we'll create the world. Who added to the world and created a new nation that can receive Torah? The other situation. So how do I define them? We don't look at the time when they were born, but the stage after they were born. Being born, the whole world is born. But they are the stage after. We speak about the next month. Because we're coming to define what Chodesh Iyar and what the other segregation were all about. There's stage two, not stage one. Stage one is what you receive. You didn't do anything. Stage two is when you're starting to add. So we're focusing on the second month, not the month they were already born. The way Ratzonik says it, the first time they had a full month in their life that has a Rosh Chodesh and Nitu was Chodesh Iyar. They were after, not the stage that they received, but the next stage. That's where we're focusing on that, maybe according to this. And Yimele, that's what it says. Chodesh Iyar is the Rosh HaTevis of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Avos, and Rachel. Rachel is the female who represents the Imos. In general, Kedua, Rachel Yimele is Ikar Shabbayis, not only in terms of her relation with Leah, but also in terms of Sarah and Rivka. The main aim is Rachel. So you have Avram Yitzchak Yaakov with the three Avos, and then you have the Nekev, the female, is represented by Rachel. We're focusing this month on the others, the ones that prepare us to Torah. That's the reason here we don't mention David HaMelech. David HaMelech really belongs to the process after Torah. Not only that, David HaMelech, as we made the show, hopefully we'll get to also this year, we spoke about last year. David HaMelech, when was he born and when he died? On Shavuos. He belongs to the day of Torah. David HaMelech is the continuation in the fulfillment of Torah. But we want to talk about the stage before Torah. So you're right, generally when we look at the Merkava and we say, who are the four sides of the Merkava? Say Avram, Yitzchak Yaakov, the sources, and David HaMelech, which represents the end with the Torah. But when I want to speak about and focus about the stage before Torah, so then before David HaMelech comes, who's the one who presents the fourth element, the Mekabel, the receiver, the what's called the Nekeva, the female, is Rachel Imenu, who represents all the other Emors. That's what Chodesh Iyar, you're not talking about David. It's not just because it sounds better Iyar than Iyad. It's because we right now before Dovimel, before Torah, where the stage that's before Torah, that's Iyar, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. That's the ideal. says the Rikiv Hager, brings Rikiv Hager. Chodesh year is only Rivka Rachel there in the Merkava. What's the Merkava? The chariot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. How the chariot of Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Rosh Shapiro Zechitzai Vachar, as used to mention. The Merkava means how Kadosh Baruch Hu rides in this world. He rides through the others. According to what we're learning right now is Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving to the world, and Am Yisrael have to come and being the one, the receiver. Who's the one who leads the way for that to happen? Who's the Merkava that leads that way to happen? The chariot to bring it down? That's the Avos HaKadoshim. The Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, are the ones leading the way to bring it, to bring that. That's why Chodesh Iyar is connected them. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. And to conclude, see over here, the limud over here is, sometimes people feel that, you know, what's the Iker in the world? The Iker in the world is to learn Torah. The Iker in the world is to do Tzitzis. We know that's the Iker. And sometimes people get a little frustrated and upset and depressed that what they're focused on, what they're busy with, is most of the time not Torah and Mitzvahs. They're busy with work. They're busy with the mundane day-to-day tasks that the world demands. Every person is like that. Every person is born with the need to take care of his Gashmias before the Ruchnias. That's just being graded. But according to our understanding is, there is an essence that in order to receive Torah, you must have the Decheretz Kodem HaTorah. In order to get the Chodesh Sivan, which is Chodesh Matan Torah, you need to go through a Chodesh Iyar, which is the process, which is Decheretz Kodem HaTorah. You need to build up a parzuf, a kli, a vessel that can take get Torah. If you don't have a vessel, just getting turned into the empty place, that doesn't work. You must have that vessel. And the vessel is the Chetz Kodem HaTorah. Whatever we are associated, whatever we are, so to speak, thrown to, that we need to do in this world, that's our builder of the Chetz. As the Maharal Shita is, when the Mishnah tells us in Avos, the Chetz Kodem HaTorah, the Chetz comes first, HaTorah Torah in the Chetz, Torah needs to be with the Chetz, he holds the Chetz as the main part, and if a person does not have the Chetz, he cannot get Torah fully. People who have no deches, they have no work, because the Maharal, they have a lack in the receiving of Torah. And according to what we're learning, this is the whole concept of Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar is, you go, you're born in Chodesh Nisan. You can't get Torah right away. You have to build yourself up. You have to build yourself up with the Iyar, with the Avos, with the Merkava, the Decheretz Kodem HaTorah. Then you get Torah. And every person in his own way, in his own fashion, in his own life, whatever he does, is another buildup of that vessel that is able to receive Torah, the Iyar that is the Kedima, the Akdama, to Chodesh Sivan.